Let's go to Salt Lake City, where the Warriors will take on the Utah Jazz in their second of 82 regular season games. And we always love having this guy on. He always listens. He always wonders how we do it, how we have the energy. I know he loves his red wine, so hopefully he had a glass last night watching some basketball. It's four-time champ, Ron Adams, assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors. Good morning, Ron. How you doing, man? Long time no talk.
Fellas, how are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great. And, of course, Ron joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Ron, interesting game on a Wednesday night opener. Obviously, you blow away the Portland Trail Blazers. A lot of threes went up. I thought the defensive activity was very impressive. But the big talking point this season is so far this season as the depth of your team. And Steve played 11 guys in the first quarter. Moody checked in at the beginning of the second quarter. And it seems like it's going to be a thing moving forward here. What do you think of this with all the depth that you guys have and having the ability to play 12 or 13 guys?
Well, strength in numbers is good, right?
Yeah, no doubt. There's no doubt about that.
I think we have a lot of guys who can play.
It worked out that we got a lot of guys in the first game.
We got Rod. Something's up with the phone
his
here.
His finger might be over over the phone part.
Yeah, we'll get Rod back on. We'll get Rod back on. Love me, man. He looks like Conan O'Brien. Look at the hair, man.
You mean Conan the Barbarian?
Conan the Barbarian, yeah.
Conan O'Brien's a totally different person.
Yeah, totally different guy. My bad. Conan the Barbarian.
Not all white guys look the same.
No, I know. A lot of you guys do. I'm kidding. By the way, they're free to YouTube chat. What are they on punishment for a month?
Those decisions are made above my head.
I get a text about that every day. Every day.
About what?
The YouTube chat. All right, we got Rob back on. Go ahead, Rob. You got cut off there for a little bit. Go ahead and finish your answer up.
Well, we have a lot of depth, as you know.
Yep.
And Steve likes to play a lot of different people. That happened this first game, and I think we'll find a formula to do that. It's hard to say if we'll put 11 people, we'll get 11 people in the first quarter, but I think that's going to be a template moving forward.
Ron, I loved what I saw from Andrew Wiggins. In particular, it felt like there was a stagnant part early in the game where buckets weren't dropping, and Warriors were like, you know what, let's just slow this down. Let's throw the ball to Wiggins in the block. And I'd love to see more of that. Is that something that you guys have been trying to utilize a little more this year?
Well, I think it will be something that we go to. We have done that in the past. I think Wiggs is primed for a really good year. Attitudinally, he's had some tough going recently with his family and losing his dad, but I think his approach is great right now. He looks fit, and he brings great versatility to the floor, offensively and defensively. And people must keep in mind too that every game he's generally guarding the best perimeter player.
Yep.
So he's going to be big for us this year. I'm very happy for him. I like everything about his game, and I like everything about his mind right now. And he's a delightful kid to coach, by the way. He's just a wonderful kid.
Ron, you were the first, when you guys made the move for Andrew Wiggins, bringing him over from Minnesota, you were the first guy I heard and told everybody, this guy's going to be a really good defensive player for us. I think he could be a really good individual defender. And he was that, of course, during the championship season. Now he's finally got some closure in his life. He's at peace with all his personal issues. And he was smiling. It was good to see him smile. And he is a great guy. There's no doubt about that. We all love Andrew Wiggins around here. And he played well. Also, this bench unit, the depth, we talk about strength in numbers. How about the debut of Buddy Hield? And it seems like not only is he bought in, obviously he can shoot the ball, but he was hustling back on defense. He was getting down and dirty, getting his hands on everything. Defensively, I was so impressed with the way you guys scrapped for those 50-50 balls, out-rebounded the bigger Portland Trailblazers. Can you discuss this bench and the way they scrapped it to kind of flip that game Wednesday night in Portland?
Well, Buddy's been fantastic. I know Buddy before him coming to our team, and I really always enjoyed him. He's a real straight shooter. He plays the game at a very high level. He's never been looked at as a great defensive player, but he really works defensively, and you're going to get the best out of him. He's a bull in a china shop. He's really a strong kid defensively. But he's been a breath of fresh air for us, as have other guys. But no one practices their shooting more than more than Buddy. He just loves to shoot. I think it's his therapy. Some people listen to music. He likes to go to the court and just shoot for hours. It's incredible, this mindset that he has. But yes, he's been really, really good for us in many ways. And Melt has also been really solid, and I like what he brings to the team. I like his poise. I like his defense. I like his offense. And Kyle has been great, you know, a versatile player who thinks the game and passes the ball to people and can score. And I think his three-pointer's a little bit better. But we have this group of new people who came in, and they've just given us, I think, a lot of emotional, or they've given us an emotional lift, I should say.
Yeah, it just feels like there's a lot of scrappiness and desire on this team. Not that there wasn't in years past. It's just a little quicker to the ball all over the place. And I'm watching Pajemski, and I was telling Bonte, yes, he just, throughout the course of a basketball game, there are hundreds, thousands of little plays. He makes so many winning plays, you know, getting in a passing lane, deflecting, scrapping on the ground for a rebound, making that extra pass, finding guys in the lane, like so much more than just hitting baskets. And I watch that guy and I'm like, God, he brings so much to the table. But are there times you got to kind of like taper him back, coach?
Well, he's kind of a freelancer at times. So we like him to stay within our formats, but in those areas in which you can, you know, do your thing, whether it's taking a charge, you know, he's a terrific rebounder for his size. He's a hustle guy. He sees the pictures of the game early on when he's playing. So in those areas, he really excels. Did a really good job the other night. But I think this team, I think there's two things at play right now. From day one, this has been a team that's really bonded together. It didn't take very long. They like each other. They play hard. And look, when you're competing for minutes, you know, we talked about the depth that we have. When you get out there on the court, you better play your minutes. And the most important thing in playing your minutes is you come into the game with pop and aggressiveness. And I think that's what you're seeing. And that's going to be a strength of our team. It's got to be a strength of our team.
And it seems,
you know, we're not a huge team. We're playing Giants tonight.
Yep.
Big front line. And our hustle and our tenacity and our togetherness are going to be the things that I think make a difference.
It's good to have depth too, Ron. As we're talking to Ron Adams, assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors here on the River Islands guest line, the depth is really going to come to play tonight, because maybe you can enlighten the fans on what it's like to play in Salt Lake City in that altitude at the Delta Center. And you talk about those tall trees and Markkanen, and there was a lot of noise about him this past offseason. And of course, Walker Kessler led a monster double-double the other night against the Memphis Grizzlies. That depth is really going to be put on display, right, tonight because of that altitude and the pace that you guys play at?
Yeah, the altitude can, for those, especially the younger guys who haven't played in it, it can be a factor. And it becomes mind over matter for the veteran guys. They've been through it a lot. But yes, depth definitely helps in this area. I mean, you can't acclimate to it. You know, we don't come in and train 3 weeks before. So it is a factor. We've always played well here. And I think that added depth helps us certainly at this altitude.
Coach, I'm always fascinated by when you're sitting on the sidelines in any sport, youth, high school, professional, college level, whatever, having different voices communicate to the players and maybe just talk things out from a different perspective from the sidelines. It's good. I think it's a good thing. What is Terry Stotts and Jerry Stackhouse, what have they been bringing maybe perspective wise, voice wise, that's a little unique and helping you guys a little this year early on?
Well, first of all, both of them are really, really good people. I coached Jerry before, early in his career, and I've worked with Terry a number of years. So Terry and Jerry are just great people, number one. Terry, I think, is one of the two or three best offensive coaches in the league. as a head coach. He's always been very innovative, and he's always utilized his personnel well. And I think he has been really good for Steve, and they have a great banter, and I think we're doing some really good stuff offensively. Both of them think, like mind in terms of movement and this kind of thing. And so it's been fun to watch those two guys work. But Terry brings a lot to the table. And Jerry's, Jerry was a tough, tough player. Really a hard playing dude, and really enjoyed coaching him. He brings that to coaching defense. He's very organized. He's adamant. I think he's just a really good presence around the guys and talking to the guys. So those two additions have been great. And a number of the coaches on our staff who work with players have really good rapport with our players. And I think during a game, it's very important, because that's when the relationships you've built in player development and so on. And in coaching, these guys come into play, because a lot of dicey things happen in a game, and being able to communicate directly and being able to criticize when the time comes for it, in the right way is important. And when you have that rapport, you can do those things.
We can't wait to watch you guys. Warrior fans are excited about this season. Really excited about the way you guys played against the Portland Trail Blazers. Step up in competition, of course, but Utah's, they're always going to play hard under Coach Hardy. It's going to be a fun one tonight out in Salt Lake City. And, of course, we'll see you Sunday for the home opener when you guys take on the Clippers. We always love talking to you before the game. Rod, you're a wealth of knowledge, and it's always good to speak to you.
You guys be well. And a tip for you, there's a great article on Ann Kerr, Steve's mom. Ron Krojcik wrote it. It was in the online Chronicle edition. I was looking at it this morning.
Oh,
and it's a wonderful article. You talk about an amazing person. Check out Ann Kerr. She's wonderful.
I'm going to go buy a newspaper. Forget the online article. I'm buying a newspaper to go read that article.
I don't think it's in today's newspaper. It'll probably be in tomorrow's.
Oh, gotcha. We'll check that out. Ron, see, there you go. You're always educating us, right? I always feel smarter when I talk to you.
Be well.
All right, you too, Coach.
Thanks,
good luck tonight. Assistant Coach Rod Adams here in the morning.